$75 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We're going to be talking about one of the great tragedies of modern times, and that is the autism epidemic that's destroying the minds of so many of our children totally unnecessarily. It was, perhaps 30 years ago, 1 in 10,000 children had autism. Today, it's up to 1 in 150, but since it's much more prevalent in boys, about 1 in 90 boys has autism in America today, and their lives are shattered, the families are shattered. Of course, the expense of training these young people shatters the finances of school districts, and if they don't have it, of course, the finances of the family. A great human tragedy that is totally unnecessary. Well, this is morning, as Scott Bono. And we're going to be talking about autism from the parents' point of view and from what we know. We have the government documents, the Southwood document that was actually Simpsonwood, I'm sorry, a meeting held back in La Crosse, Georgia, I believe in the late 1990s. And basically, there was no question at that time at that meeting presided over by the CDC, that they knew that mercury was responsible for the autism. And the question was not, is it, but how are we going to deal with this? We can't tell the American people. And they have done everything they could to cover up the truth, while in the process, of course, adding, as a required shot, an influenza shot laden with mercury at 6 months of age, at 7 months of age, at 15 months of age, and yearly thereafter. So by the time you get to be 5 years old, you've got almost as much mercury as you would have gotten before. They removed the mercury from the childhood vaccines, and when they tell you that they've removed the mercury from childhood vaccines, point out they've removed the mercury from childhood vaccines for childhood diseases, but not for children. They're giving it to pregnant women. Why would you do something like that when you know it's harmful? Scott Bono, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
It is my pleasure to be with you, Dr. Stanton. Good morning.
Good morning. Why don't you tell our listeners a little of your background and how you got involved in the battle, and of course, what you as a parent have learned, because I know this is, you know, when you suddenly realize what's going on, it's like you're living in a different world, and you try to tell other people, and everybody thinks you're crazy.
Yeah, that is true. Well, I began, with the birth of my son, and we were raising our son. He was reaching all of the developmental milestones and doing quite well. After a series of vaccines, we began to see him regress, and we also saw our son becoming allergic to the world around him, and we really thought that something was wrong at the time in terms of a reaction to the number of vaccines that he had on that day.
Now, how many did he have that one day?
He had a total of nine.
Nine vaccines in one day, because it's convenient. Oh my goodness! And the doctors have been told that no harm in doing that.
Indeed, and so we saw a steady regression, and we would always go back to the biological symptoms that our son was presenting, not just the psychological or behavioral. And when we would present our child to the physicians or pediatricians, they would say, "Well, that autistic children sometimes do that," and that being, projectile vomiting or acidic diarrhea or constipation or, body rashes or, losing the skin on his hands and feet and, just absurd to type of explanations that are behaviorally based for a biological disorder. And being dismissed was a very, very aggravating setup. And so we, my wife and I, began to investigate and started to realize that we thought that the vaccines were safe, when in fact the science is out there on the vaccines with regard to the thimerosal issue, and particularly at that time. And it has been suggested that that the scientific explanation now is that there are only trace amounts of mercury in childhood vaccines. Vaccines are not completely clean or clear of mercury. And so if it's the science that's driving this debate, then I would like for someone to give me a scientific explanation as to the quantity of trace. Is that more than skosh, or a little bit more than a mooch? I mean, how much of a poison is tolerable?
And, of course, there is no safe level of mercury. I mean, that's, they've taken it out of the thermometer, because if you were to bring a thermometer, you know, you could contaminate your whole house. You know, we tell women, oh, you shouldn't, pregnant women should not eat fish because there might be mercury in it. Oh, we've got to protect everybody, and we can't have methylate to put on the skin or mercurochrome to put on the skin as we used to, because that's absorbed and it's toxic. But it's all right to inject mercury into our people and into our children and into pregnant women. What madness is this?
Well, and the ridiculousness is furthered by this logic that it was okay, it's perfectly safe, whatever. It's not as toxic as the other type of mercury or whatever. And to suggest to somebody who's making that argument that if we're really looking at toxicity, then why not replace the mercury with lead? And the people that you present this idea to think you're crazy, when in fact lead is even less toxic than mercury. I'm not suggesting that we put lead in vaccines, but if we're looking at it from a strictly toxicological perspective, the logical inconsistency that is presented to parents of the 90s who were seeing outcomes consistent with mercury exposure, it's just ridiculous.
Well, of course, doctors are very defensive. After all, they've given the injections. They can't admit that they would hurt anybody. And I'm sure most doctors, the last thing they'd want would be to hurt anybody. But they are repeatedly told by the Centers for Disease Control, you know, that vaccines are safe and effective, and that it's only a little bit of mercury in there, not enough to do any harm. And they know that's a lie. We'll be back in just a moment with Scott Bono here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Messianic praise and worship leader, Israeli recording artist, and longtime friend Jonathan Satel will be in concert Saturday, June the 30th at 10:30 a.m. at the Beth Messiah Congregation, 8333 Acoma Way in Denver. This is a Shabbat concert you won't want to miss. That's June the 30th, 10:30 a.m., Beth Messiah Congregation. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
It's time for the annual 4th of July picnic at Parrish Park in Johnstown. Join Eric Cederstrom, Joe Jaquin, Michael Corbin, Danette Golden, Randy Yarborough, Don and Sharon Wiedemann, and all of your other favorite talk show personalities and advertisers for an old-fashioned 4th of July. Avi Lipkin will be the guest speaker, and there will be music, talk, and much more. Daddy's Dogs will be cooking up the best dogs and burgers in town. $5 per person gets you a great lunch. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, and it was about 4 or 5 months ago when the people who control the mass media launched a massive propaganda campaign, and whether it was ABC, CBS, NBC, Time, Newsweek, U.S. News and World Report, everybody was talking about the epidemic of autism, and oh shucks, we have no idea where it came from, but we can assure you it has nothing to do with mercury. This last week or so, there's been articles about the first cases being heard before the vaccine court in Washington, D.C., or wherever they're holding the meetings. And of course, you know, these parents are so insistent that the vaccines, the mercury in the vaccines, has created the autism of their children. But there are no scientific studies that suggest that's true. Is that really true, Scott? Are there no scientific studies that suggest there's a relationship between the vaccine and the mercury in the vaccines and autism?
Well, there are certainly enough studies out there demonstrating the toxicity of mercury, and there are certainly enough studies out there that would indicate mercury will have neurobehavioral outcomes that are consistent with autism. Now, are there scientific studies that are directly connecting autism and mercury exposure? No. But, again, the logical way to look at this is to say, would mercury exposure be manifested in symptoms consistent with autism? Well, that's the first, yeah, okay, that's an affirmative yes. So what other disorders are associated with, biological disorders are associated with the autistic person? You see immunological, you see neurological, you see gastrointestinal issues, and then you start looking at the biological science as it pertains to mercury exposure on these systems, and it's consistent. And so depending on if you're looking at the children's biological or health status, after exposure and prior to exposure, then I would say yes, there's a good body of evidence that would indicate that. If, however, you're wanting to use numbers, looking at numbers to refute what the parents are saying, then you simply have to go back to Simpsonwood to see how data can be massaged, manipulated, and overcome to demonstrate that you don't have a connection. And so that's very unfortunate. I would urge your listeners to try to get their hands on the transcripts from the Simpsonwood retreat that occurred, as you said, in Norcross, Georgia, back in the late 90s, 99, I believe is when it was. And it's really chilling to read how they are talking about, oh my goodness, if this ever gets out. One of the respondents was going over the data that indicated a certain high number of outcomes in this target group that they just simply threw out of that analysis so that it wouldn't increase the obvious risk associated with mercury and neurobehavioral disorders, and specifically autism. So if you really want to look at this and see how the numbers can be manipulated and the process by which cover was being sought by our health agencies, read Simpsonwood. So I think that going back, yes, there's sufficient data there to look at. The biological sciences are there to establish a pretty good foundation, establishing causation.
And really, some of the material, certainly, I'm sure you're well acquainted with Mark and David Geyer, Dr. Mark Geyer and his son David, who is working with him, actually got into the CDC data bank where they actually had records from HMOs. One group they gave their mercury-laden vaccines to, and the other they didn't. And there was a 27-fold increase in autism in those who got the mercury. 27 times. What did the CDC do? They sealed the data bank so nobody could ever get into it and began destroying data. I mean, why would you do something like that?
Well, if you can restrict the access to the data sets that are demonstrating causation through, again, CDC and the likes are looking at refuting the arguments presented by the parents. So they can't argue on the biological science, but they can argue on the numbers because they hold the numbers. So, to my knowledge, not another independent researcher has been allowed access to the vaccine safety data link since the Geyers went in a few years back.
Right.
What is really frightening, though, is that you referred to the almost 5,000 cases before the Vaccine Injury Compensation Court right now, is that the government is able to use those studies and in such a way that would refute the assertions made by the parents. However, the parents' lawyers do not have access to that same data to be able to analyze and to be able to refute that argument presented by the government. So it sort of violates the whole concept of jurisprudence here and fairness and equity in our justice system. So it's very frightening how everyone is just sort of going along to get along on this issue of vaccine injury as it pertains to mercury specifically.
And, of course, this vaccine court is a government court where the government appoints the judges, but they're not really judges. There's no jury. It is the Justice Department that is providing, you know, hundreds of lawyers to fight the plaintiffs. Now, why is the Justice Department involved in this? Why? Because the government controls all the money, and they don't want to give any money to the parents. So they're going to fight the cases. And, of course, when you have the government hiring and employing the judges, and then you have the Justice Department, you know, how could you possibly get a fair trial when you can't see all the evidence?
Well,
this thing is stacked, and I fear that the parents' hopes are being built up, and it will simply be a frustration because the truth will not come out.
Truth has a funny way of squirting through, and I'm thrilled that the parents have had the opportunity to present their case in vaccine court. I think it would be more appropriate in a state court. I think it would be more appropriate to have 12 people in the community look at what is being presented by both sides and weigh in with a verdict. It is, however, required to go through the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program first. And this program was originally intended to be non-litigative, non-adversarial, and you find parents whose one lawyer is going up against an army of lawyers in the Department of Justice. And it is interesting. I've been in court a number of times now throughout the hearings, and you see on the plaintiff's side, or the petitioner's side, which is the parents, almost no one is in the court on that side of the courtroom because parents are busy dealing with the issues that they're facing with their children. But on the other side, you have, you know, row after row after row of Department of Justice lawyers, expert witnesses, and then the people in the really nicer suits, you see they're probably from the industry who are there, who are representing the industry to help refute what the petitioners, the parents, are claiming. It's sad in one hand, but in another way, this is coming up. And you know, the way the media, and you put it very nicely, the way the media has framed this issue is it's the parents against science, and that once that first day of hearings was completed, the media is gone, and And unfortunately, there's no one around to listen to the science that's being presented by the petitioners or the parents.
And yet there is so much science. There are thousands of articles
Indeed.
Out there that show the toxic effects of mercury on the mind and the similarity between autism and, of course, what these children are presenting. And even the chief vaccinologist for Merck Company had written to Merck. What was his name? Was it Hellerman or Hellman?
Hellman, I think.
Hellman.
Yes.
And he wrote to them and said, if you add up, you know, the number of vaccines and the amount of mercury being given to these children, it's a toxic amount. So what did Merck do after their chief vaccinologist wrote to them? They continued the program.
Well, there's such a logical inconsistency in arguing that excessive exposure or exposure to a known neurotoxin with specific outcomes won't have specific outcomes. It makes no sense. So, I mean, what the government and our health agencies are asking all of America to believe is that mercury exposure won't cause mercury poisoning, and mercury poisoning has specific outcomes in terms of symptoms. Those symptoms tend to be more behavioral, but also the biological symptoms are what's being established in the court as well as in labs around the country in terms of the toxicity of mercury. So, again, the logical inconsistency is being presented by our health agencies and by the industry and most of all by our government is rather appalling.
Well, even then we have to ask why don't they just concede the point here and say we made a mistake? And the reason is because we are giving mercury-laden vaccines. They haven't taken the mercury out of the vaccines we're given to the little black children in Africa and the little brown children in Asia. In fact, the people who are pushing population control, like Bill Gates, is funding those vaccination programs for all those little black children in Africa and brown children in Asia. Why would somebody who wanted population control be wanting to vaccinate children in third world countries with vaccines with the full component of toxic mercury that they know is going to produce mental problems? Well, it also produces fertility problems. Have you looked into the fertility aspects of mercury and what it does to fertility?
I have not, specifically with that in mind. In
well,
terms
we
of the
have a video of a DVD made up by Dr. Ayub, and I know you've run into him, haven't you?
Indeed, what a nice gentleman.
And really, as he goes into the animal studies, that because the mercury affects not only this generation of animals, but their offspring and their offspring's offsprings and their offspring's offspring's offsprings. And we have a DVD of Dr. Ayub that we offer, along with a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of his documentation on this whole incredible story. So incredible that you say, why doesn't everybody know? And, of course, the reason they don't know is because the media and the medical organizations and the vaccine manufacturers and the government to fear that this information will get out, and the American people and the people of third world countries who are having little black children and little brown children will understand what's really being done to them. I mean, this to me is frightening, the implications as far as fertility. But if you believe in population control, it's really very logical.
It appears to be the perfect storm in terms of the issue, and that is that you have the interests of industry merging with the interest of public policy, merging with the whole, oh my goodness, we did make a mistake. You've got the public health side worried that confidence in the immunization program would be rattled, and then you have the financial interests of the product manufacturers who are afraid for their butts because they may be held liable for not only autism, you know, but juvenile diabetes, asthma, what other disorders are associated with this particular exposure. And once you turn that rock over, I think industry realizes, holy smokes, the cat's out of the bag.
Certainly, mercury is one of the most toxic substances in the entire world. We know that. goodness, you're burning coal. Don't you realize that coal has mercury in it? It'll get in the air. We'll poison everybody. Oh, we're going to inject your kids. Don't object. We'll be right back here with Scott Bono and the American Freedom Network.
Founder of the Green Herb. Tom, what makes the Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Last winter really took its toll here in Colorado. Roof damage became the norm rather than the exception. Even here at the facilities of KHNC Radio, our roof began to give way to the weight of the winter snow, and light fixtures came crashing down around us. We turned to our longtime friends at New West Roofing, and they came to our rescue with high-quality workmanship and experience, as well as a genuine concern that the job was done quickly and correctly. We can highly recommend you contact Bud and New West Roofing at 303-452-4172. That's 303-452-4172 for all of your roofing, seamless gutter, or skylight needs. New West Roofing has been a longtime supporter of the American Freedom Network, and we're proud to recommend them. They've been in business since 1978. New West Roofing, 303-452-4172. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is, and go right ahead there.
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Do you have a website, Scott, or anything that people could go to get more information?
Indeed, nationalautism.org is, National Autism Association, excuse me, .org. There are a number of other websites that you can go to get a lot more information regarding neurodevelopmental disorders associated with mercury exposure and other things. SafeMinds.org is a wonderful organization. Another one is PutTheChildrenFirst.org and GenerationRescue.org.
So the Internet is a wonderful source of information, but everyone out there in the listening audience needs to get this information, needs to get to the parents and to their children, and their grandchildren, and warn them against the immunizations. No pregnant woman should be taking the immunization for influenza that they want to give her. Why would they want to give her a shot for influenza? I mean, it doesn't do any good. And the mercury in that, full dose of mercury, will poison the mind of the child forming in her womb. Why would you do something like that when you know that mercury is the most toxic substance known to mankind, just about. And why would you want to give it to six-month-old infants? They've suddenly recommended that after recommending that we take it out of the childhood vaccines, but not out of the vaccines we give to infants. Why would you do something like that? And then, of course, they point to the fact, well, since we've taken mercury out of the childhood vaccines, the incidence of autism isn't falling. So, obviously, there is no relationship. Have you noticed how cleverly they've done that, Scott?
Well, yeah, I have. And what is so despicable about that information going out, while you may say something again and again, it doesn't make it true. The reality that is facing Americans today is that there is no, and there was no date certain as to when mercury came out of vaccines. We now know that it is not. We also know that in sworn congressional testimony as late as November 2002, there were still vaccines yet to be delivered, still being produced with the full complement of mercury. We don't know the date certain, because there hasn't been a date certain as to when mercury was taken out of vaccines completely. So we've got the complicating factors of adding vaccines to the recommended schedule for pregnant women and children that still contain mercury. We have vaccine production that was as late as 2002 with expiration dates as, you know, 5 years out that still contain mercury. We really don't know what the mercury burden presented by vaccines was through 2006. The good news is that the awareness that mercury was in vaccines came about, and parents are starting to ask more questions with regard to mercury and mercury's presence in the vaccines.
But I think people have to just say to their doctor, I mean, is there mercury in the vaccine? They're going to, oh, it's just a trace, nothing to worry about. Well, then start challenging them. Have the articles readily available. Get the information that's available from the organization Scott has mentioned and the organizations and the material that we offer. And challenge the doctor. See, you wouldn't intentionally hurt anyone, would you? Well, of course the doctor wouldn't. Well, then, have you checked personally yourself? Do you always trust everything that the medical organizations tell you? Or do you have a responsibility? If we could get the doctors to think, and, you know, instead of put them into a defensive position, try to get them to begin to do the research on their own, because the information's out there. We just have to get it to them.
I had a conversation with a pediatrician yesterday who was saying basically that the pediatricians and doctors are scientists per se. Nothing could be further from the truth in my eyes, in that the doctors are depending on the science that's being presented to them by the people whose products they are using. So, I mean, clearly there's a conflict there, but also just the basic biochemistry is what's being overlooked here with regard to mercury. And again, the logical inconsistency, the positions taken by our public health agencies and the regulating authorities for doctors, the American Academy of Pediatrics, America's Medical Association, and their assurances that there is no connection, that you shouldn't expect specific outcomes to this type of exposure. Again, I'm baffled as to how one can hold such a logically inconsistent position.
Well, the simple question is, what is the safe dose of mercury? How much is tolerated? And, you know, what is the safe dose of mercury to give to any child? Why was it so toxic, mercury, thimerosal in methylate and mercurochrome, you couldn't put it on the skin? And yet it's all right to inject it into a child. Can you explain that to me? Nobody has an explanation.
It's inexplicable. It is just simply amazing to me that, you know, I'm simply asking for, well, how much is a trace amount? So once you go to that amount, what is a trace amount, doctor? They're not going to be able to answer your question because they don't know.
Of course they don't. And it's not that the doctor doesn't mean well.
No.
He just doesn't know. But his ego keeps him from might have played a part in harming people. And I look back on my years of medical practice, and I shudder at some of the things I did because everybody else was doing them.
Well, I think people go into medicine mostly because they want to help people. And I think the thought that they will, that the pediatricians that were giving the mercury-laden vaccines in the 90s, the thought that they could possibly have been complicit in, you know, poisoning a generation of children is just a little much for them to handle. And I would not want to be wrong about that if I were them.
Well, what happened with your conversation with the pediatrician? Do you think you got him to think at all?
You know, I don't know. This particular pediatrician had just indicated that they had given their child a HPV vaccine, and she'd read the safety on the vaccine, which I was very shocked by because I was at the Advisory Council on Immunization Practices meeting last June when it was approved, and most of the safety and surveillance on this vaccine is post-market, and that tells me that there wasn't a lot of safety studies that were done prior to releasing this to the general public. And so I was kind of dumbfounded at that moment, but then I kind of went back and said, does it make any sense to you to inject mercury then? And she was, well, you know, basically all of the available science concept, the argument where all the available science indicates there is no connection. Well, if you're only looking at the science that is epidemiologically based using numbers that are controlled by the CDC, well then, okay. The concept of considering the source is not what's out there right now.
We'll be back in just a moment with this cut photo.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Last winter really took its toll here in Colorado. Roof damage became the norm rather than the exception. Even here at the facilities of KHNC Radio, our roof began to give way to the weight of the winter snow, and light fixtures came crashing down around us. We turned to our longtime friends at New West Roofing, and they came to our rescue with high-quality workmanship and experience, as well as a genuine concern that the job was done quickly and correctly. We can highly recommend you contact Bud and New West Roofing at 303-452-4172. That's 303-452-4172 for all of your roofing, seamless gutter, or skylight needs. New West Roofing has been a longtime supporter of the American Freedom Network, and we're proud to recommend them. They've been in business since 1978. New West Roofing, 303-452-4172.
Well, Dr. Standback here, our guest this morning is Scott Bono. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, number 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. There is no safe level of mercury to put on the skin. They've taken the thimerosal out of eye drops, but it's all right to inject it into children. And when you ask them, how can that be? Why, nobody knows the answer. They just repeat what they've been told, and that's the real problem today. But of course, there has to be an explanation. If there is something, you know, that is going on that is totally logical and it doesn't make sense, then there is another explanation. Well, Scott, are we making any progress at all? And, you know, do you think that some of the doctors are beginning to wake up? Certainly, parents are beginning to wake up because more and more parents are refusing to go along with the immunization. Do we have any idea how many parents are refusing to believe what the doctors are telling them?
Well, the argument presented by the Centers for Disease Control with regard to our issues of mercury exposure and vaccine safety is that they're saying that we don't want to really bring this up for fear that people will stop doing immunization, and that's a function of, or measured by, immunization rates. Using their numbers, immunization rates have not declined. And I question the numbers of an organization who can't even determine if, in fact, autism is on the increase anyway. Anyone out there that is, just your listeners know probably that they know more people with autism today than they did 20 years ago. So to buy into the CDC's credibility, if you will, when they can't even tell you that autism is, in fact, on the rise and has been over the past 15 years, makes no sense. But I do have friends that are doctors, and they quietly tell me that they believe what we're saying, that, you know, they won't come out publicly, but you know, keep it up. And I guess it'll be 2 years ago in October, we were at the American Academy of Pediatrics conference up in Washington, and we had a couple of the pediatricians there, you know, come over to us and say, thanks, keep it up. I believe what you're saying. Now, they are not the officials of AAP, but they were in attendance there. And so I think awareness, and again, the logical inconsistency is so glaring that doctors, I think, are starting to take notice. I do.
And I think people have to understand that the doctors are afraid to come out publicly for fear of criticism. I have personally, and this had to do with the AIDS epidemic, but at attending a medical meeting, had two public health officials come to me and say, Stan, we know what you're saying is right. We can't back you publicly, but you keep up the good work. Why? Because they'd lose their jobs, and the pediatricians would lose their credibility in the communities if they came out. And I'm sure that in many respects they're almost forced to give the vaccines. I mean, certainly no pediatrician can recommend to their patients that the parents say don't take the vaccines because if the child ever got a disease, they'd be held liable, you know, for not offering the standard of medical practice. So the doctors are trapped in this system, and we've got to do the work for them, you know, until we can create enough of a public awareness and expose what I believe is true diabolical corruption at the highest levels of the CDC. But I did an interview with a woman who did some of the fundamental research on the HPV vaccine, and she said, you know, there's nothing wrong with the vaccines. We've been giving them to children, you know, for 50 years, and it's never hurt any children. And, you know, I'm wondering, what world does she live in? Look at the increase of asthma and autoimmune disease and juvenile diabetes. But the frightening thing is the incidence of autism, dramatic increase, and the incidence of children with neurodevelopmental abnormalities. A figure of 1 in 6, and we have, you're trying to tell me that there has been no harm to our children? What would you say to somebody like that?
What planet are you from? Just, if that is so ridiculous on its face, because if you just stop and think that if you have 1,000 people in an audience, you're going to have a certain number that just simply cannot tolerate aspirin or ibuprofen or some other, you know, substance. To overlook the individual variances in the population and to assume that everything that you're going to be injecting into people is going to be perfectly tolerated is a dream world. I would refer to that person as deluded to think that they're perfectly safe. That in all cases, that makes no sense.
Well, it's unfortunate. A good person. I enjoyed very much talking to this woman. I think she's well motivated, but nobody has ever pointed out to her the logical conclusion you have to come to if you look and see what's happening to our children. I mean, they're not. I mean, when you've destroyed the minds of children, 1 in 6 with a neurodevelopmental abnormality and ADD and ADHD and autism and Asperger's disease and learning disabilities, and, you know, all of these things are so prevalent today. What impact is this having on our educational system and the financing of it?
Well, if you were to ask a doctor to explain the logic of giving an hours-old infant the hepatitis B vaccine when neither the parents are hepatitis B positive, their response is that, well, we have them here. We might as well give it to them. Well, in that instance, isn't the risk of an adverse event greater than the risk of getting hepatitis B from the parents if they're not test positive for hepatitis B? Just basic logic is thrown out the window at times, and to present this argument, it baffles the doctors.
Well, we're out of time, Scott. God bless. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Have a great day now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Everyone knows what you can find at the end of a rainbow. That's right, a pot full of gold. But who can find the end of a rainbow? Well, we have, and it's down at the corner. That's right, the corner. The Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. Family owned and operated by John and Carol Anderson for over 16 years. Specializing in precious metals, gold and silver investments, and rare coins. Have it and hold it locally down at the corner. The corner of Remington and Mulberry in Fort Collins. The Corner Coins and Jewelry, 970-482-7759. That's 970-482-7759.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, why would anybody want to harm a child? Well, ladies and gentlemen, there really are evil and wicked people out there. I mean, this is why they have left the mercury in the vaccines we're going to give to those little black and brown children, because the people who are financing that are in favor of population control. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. And the best way you could learn is the DVD we carry called Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda, or the DVD by Dr. Ayoub, A-Y-O-U-B. And you'll get with that a free CD-ROM with thousands of pages of documentation on the toxicity of mercury, the fact that the government knows how toxic it is, and the information's all there. You'll be amazed at the information Dr. Ayoub has put together and explaining what this is all about. An excellent source of information. We recommend it to you. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, you can go up to our webpage, radioliberty.com, and click on the video online, and you can actually scroll down, and you can see it there for nothing. We hope you'll buy it from us and copy it and get it out, but you can certainly see it for nothing if you can't afford it. We have a number of fascinating DVDs and videos up there on our webpage. Go there. Get the information. Are you concerned that they're destroying the minds of our children, the future generations? Exactly as you wonder why the incidence of Alzheimer's disease is increasing so rapidly. Why is the incidence of early onset Alzheimer's disease increasing so rapidly? It went from 2% to 10% of Alzheimer's cases, those who get Alzheimer's before the age of 60. Why is that? That's a completely different subject we'll have to cover one of these mornings. Frightening. And of course, the Alzheimer's disease alone will bankrupt our nation, as will the care of the tragic victims of autism. You have to be involved. You have to become informed, and you have to help us inform others. If we could get the vast majority of the American people to understand they've lied to us about autism and the poisoning of our children, that alone would begin to turn around what's going on today. So help us get the information out. We have a 4-tape set on autism. We have 2 4-tape sets on mercury. We have a 4-tape set, we have a DVD called Thimerosal and another one called The Smoking Tooth. You need to understand that mercury is the most toxic substance known to man, and they're still giving it to our children. After they supposedly took it out of the childhood vaccines, then they recommended we give the shots, influenza shots, to children at 6 months of age, at 7 months of age, at 15 months of age, and every year thereafter, and to pregnant women even in the first trimester. Why would you do that when there's not one scientific study shows that it's beneficial? Because you want to hurt the children. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Get my talk on planned population reduction. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
It's time for the annual 4th of July picnic at Parrish Park in Johnstown. Join Eric Cederstrom, Joe Jaquin, Michael Corbin, Danette Golden, Randy Yarborough, Don and Sharon Wiedemann, and all of your other favorite talk show personalities and advertisers for an old-fashioned 4th of July. Avi Lipkin will be the guest speaker, and there will be music, talk, and much more. Daddy's Dogs will be cooking up the best dogs and burgers in town. $5 per person gets you a great lunch. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
We'll be in concert Saturday, June the 30th at 10:30 a.m. at the Beth Messiah Congregation, 8333 Acoma Way in Denver. This is a Shabbat concert you won't want to miss. That's June the 30th, 10:30 a.m., Beth Messiah Congregation. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
An unborn daughter is married to someone else.
Bobby Cutts Jr. has at least one.